You're listening to SBS News.
It's peak season at Noosa Heads on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. And for some businesses, it's been peak chaos because of the COVID-19 rules. Under the current regulations, close contacts have to quarantine for 7 days, even if they return a negative result. Local restaurateur Matt Sinclair has been forced to close his business in the busiest week of the year.
There was a close contact trace to the restaurant, and the whole crew on that night now has to be tested, and whether or not it's a negative or a positive, they have to isolate for 7 days. And that takes out about 24, 25 people of our crew, which means we can't run the restaurant.
In other states, people deemed close contacts only have to isolate until they receive a negative result. Finding replacement workers in Noosa is difficult because of a labour shortage caused in part by a real estate boom. Unprecedented demand from interstate buyers has led to higher house prices and rents, making Noosa unaffordable for some hospitality workers. Matt Sinclair says he was left with no option other than a temporary closure.
It's not the fact that we're being forced to close by the government, but it's the fact that the policies and procedures in place are putting us in that position because we don't have the staff to cover it. I mean, I'm sure everyone's aware there's an employment shortage. It's an absolute drought trying to get hold of people. So we take out 25 people of our crew. We don't have a restaurant. We can't run a restaurant anymore. And I don't know what's going to happen and what this holds for the future. Hopefully something has to change.
Chief Executive of Tourism Noosa, Melanie Anderson, says the 7-day isolation requirement is too strict.
We have to find a pathway through. Currently, if an accommodation house in Noosa is deemed as a close contact, it's shut down. That displaces people arriving daily, it displaces staff, and, you know, a lot of our resorts and hotel accommodation don't have inbuilt food and beverage, so even getting room service is impossible, you know. So it really has caused a domino effect, and we're really calling on government to reduce that sort of mandate.
Sue Willis runs an accommodation business in Noosa and has set up a petition which has more than 15,000 signatories.
This isn't working. It's not going to work. And I think the sooner they admit that look, you know, we've all been saying we either needed to keep the borders shut. If you're still in the mode of protecting Queenslanders' health, you needed to keep the borders shut. Now that you've opened them, you've just got to open and let us get on with it. That's the honest truth, because you can't manage it otherwise. And this is absolutely a good example of not being able to manage it.
Ms. Willis says she hopes the publicity her petition has generated will lead to a relaxation of the rules.
I've not seen Noosa as concerned as it is now, and I think the mental health stress and pressures in what is supposed to be our busiest time of the year, and a time of year when we can actually start to recoup what we've lost through COVID in the past 2 years, is it's really concerning. And that's the reason that I got involved. I just, you know, needed to get the attention of our elected members, who don't seem to have our best interests at heart, apart from political point scoring, which is what I feel this is about.
A Queensland Health spokesman told SBS News there are no plans to reduce the quarantine requirements for close contacts, with the quarantine period only just reduced from 14 days to 7. They also said there are no plans to remove the requirement for a pre-departure PCR test for interstate arrivals, which has to be taken in the 72 hours before departure. There's also a requirement for a second PCR test the 5th day after arriving in Queensland. Other jurisdictions are calling for those measures to be scrapped to reduce the demand on testing sites. Greg Dyett, SBS News.